Blog Talk Radio.
My God. Once again, I'm not used to that insane pause. Welcome to the Red, White, and Zombie Memorial Day edition of the Gore Girl Variety Hour. Yay!
Woo!
Golf claps, golf claps. Woo! Oh, my God, guys. It was a year ago today that we had some crazy stuff like Motel Hell. And what better talk about on Memorial Day weekend than cookout and the pools opening and all sorts of good stuff like that. But we got something special for you tonight, guys, because we are going to help you answer the age-old question of what beer goes with eating human arm flesh.
Woo!
Good times.
I like beer.
Good times. And you like arm flesh.
I do.
Good times.
Will it be cooked? Over
yes.
Open fire.
Yes, it will. We
all
did
right.
It. Our staff had done that earlier. We're good. We're good. Welcome, guys. I'm your siren of stumps, Gore Girl. And sitting next to me is Tekayed. What's up, Tekayed?
Hello, Gore Girl.
It's always that little, like, hello. It's like, I feel like I'm in a Vincent Price film or something. Hello. And now we're going downstairs. Prepare to be scared. Good times. Oh, my God. I'm excited. I am so jazzed because this has been a wild couple of weeks. Okay, guys? And we're getting back in the saddle. We're going to start doing shows every weekend. We got things settled. Everything's all good and gooey. As you know, we are your wind down from your triple block Sundays. Okay, guys? Because you have, what? It's like 3 hours of ghostly talk. Awesome show. Love those guys. They got some great guests on. A lot of great scientific jizz floating through there. I'm probably going to get murdered for saying that. Anyway, they're going to be like, what are you saying? What is the jizz that you're talking about? Oh, we're not going there. And we just lost half our rating for saying that. But anyway.
Oh, well, what are they going to do about it?
Then you go 3 hours of that. Then you've got Ghostman Demon Hunter. Another good show. They got some great guests on. But, guys, we are here to bring you the wind down. We're here to entertain you, to relax, to make you laugh, to go through it, to give you the pow back in your weekend. You got lots of great info, and now it's time to just let it go, to just chill and to laugh your asses off. That's why they bring us in, because we're like the little redheaded stepchildren of the paranormal shows. Or as Bonnie from Ghostly Talk said, I am the herpes of paranormal talk radio.
There's nothing wrong with herpes.
I like that. I like that. I like being the herpes. I mean, it's better than being like the diarrhea of paranormal talk radio or something. I mean, I guess. I don't know.
I mean, I'll let you into that kind of thing. And then.
Well, yeah, you know, like Bonnie. But anyway, moving on. So, yes, and she hates us now. By the way, I have to still hand it to Bonnie. We've got a thing going. Detroit Red Wings versus Chicago Blackhawks. This has been our rivalry since we met and started to, you know, hang out. And I got handed to her. The Red Wings are, like, kicking us. They're kicking us. So congrats, Bonnie. I'm going to congratulate you now because chances are the Wings will be holding up the cup at the end. So whatever. I ain't saying nothing. Whatever. So you suck. Anyway, guys, this is our Memorial Day weekend. I'm all jazzed because – stuff has been happening the last 2 weeks. There's been carnivals, pools have been opening, you know, people have been going nuts. You know, I finally get to wear shorts. You know how excited I get about shorts. It's a me thing. I can hump people better in shorts. It's a personal thing. It's a personal preference. You know, I like to have the free rein, the free airflow. Kind of reduces friction when you're doing the humping. Just saying. I'm just saying. Didn't want to get all crazy on you. Anyway, what I thought it would be a great idea, since we often engage in cannibalistic activities.
Of course.
That we would find the correct, proper beer to engage in those proper activities with. And since, I mean, come on. Everybody's what, eating pork and cow and any sort of animal you can slather on the barbecue, you know. Everybody's going nuts, especially tomorrow. It's going to be barbecue city tomorrow. So we just want to say for you guys out there, we know it is a guilty pleasure that you guys like to munch a little bit. You like to munch a little bit on the human carcass. It's okay. It's all right. We all do it.
I do indulge once in a while.
Yeah, I'd like to indulge in the 70-year-old male carcass. But hey, we got a preference, you know. We got a preference. You like gristle, you know, whatever. So, or you like to hump it before you eat it. I don't know.
Again, you're not supposed to tell people these things.
But it is the red, white, and zombie weekend because – come on, guys. If you're going to eat human flesh, you might as well just become a zombie. You might as well just equate yourself and your life with zombies. And, of course, as we go through and eat our arm flesh and on air test these drinks, we are also going to reminisce about the great zombie flicks that have led up to today. It's going to be awesome because we just want you guys to sit back and relax. We don't want you guys to get full. You know, you already got blasted with all this information. This is Memorial Day weekend. You guys need to relax. You need to chill. You need to, you know, just hang out because tomorrow is going to be nuts. You're going to be in the sun. You're going to be wet. You're going to be drenched. You're going to be drunk off your ass. So we want to help you get there faster. If you don't have these beers, be sure to pick some up tomorrow. We didn't give you guys a set list ahead of time of what beers we will be partaking in, but that's okay. This, get your notepads out. Get your pens out. We'll wait.
Drink them tomorrow.
Yes, exactly. Get them for tomorrow when you guys, you know, throw old Aunt Edna on the grill. Get yourself some booze, and you'll be fine. This will be great. It'll be good times. But, you know, I don't think anybody's done this. Ate human carcass on air and drank beer to tell you which beer goes best with it.
I'm pretty sure we're the first. I mean,
we're the first on a lot of things, I think.
Maybe unofficially this might have been tried, you know.
But they won't admit it.
Right.
We didn't do that. What are you talking about?
There might be afraid of this little thing called the law.
Where'd your intern go? He quit and moved to Canada. Damn Canadians.
Oh, Canada.
I love Canadians. A lot. Did you know we have like a fan base in Canada?
Yes, I did hear something to that effect.
Like 2 months ago, I started to get all this fan mail through our MySpace from Canadians. They're like, I love your show. Your show's awesome. And I'm like, when did we cross border? I don't. Okay, cool. No, actually, they wrote normal. I was like, how am I supposed to read this? Am I supposed to read it Canadian? I mean, am I supposed to read this American? Am I supposed to pretend I'm in Fargo? I don't know. I do not know. So it was a puzzlement. It was a puzzlement. And yes, I said puzzlement. So moving on. Good times though. But yes, and I will say, okay, we are partaking in human arm flesh. But for those of you. I know there's a couple of you. For those of you who have not yet gotten the confidence or gotten the cojones to mutilate your neighbor or relatives, it's okay. You can go ahead. I'm sure ribs would be a good substitute. Beef jerky might be a little bit better of a substitute. So we will excuse you. These beers also go well with ribs or beef jerky. So we're just going to say that for those of you that haven't gotten the balls up, you know, just cut a little piece of your wife's pinky finger off, turn on it. I mean, it's okay. You're getting there. You're beginners. We'll guide you through. So I think we should go have some of the arm flesh out. Our staff, we have to say thank you to our staff. It's Memorial Weekend. These guys could have been out partying. They could have been out drinking. But they were cooking this arm flesh over an open fire pit all day today. So we just got to say thank you to them. Thank you, guys. Thank you, staff.
Thanks, crew.
That's amazing. It smells so good.
I think I want that piece.
Look at mine's all dangly with
like
little. Mine's got little gristle things in it. Is that like the fat chunks or the muscle chunks? I don't know. Anyway, good times. Did you hear that rip? I hope that popped on air. That was good. That was good.
Maybe I should eat it into the mic.
God, it smells so good. So anyway, you know what? Let's go ahead. What should be our first beer that we try?
Maybe we should put it to the vote from the people sitting in the back row.
What do you think the first beer should be, guys? Staff, since you cooked this arm flesh, you picked the first one.
Landshark.
Well, that was a unanimous vote. Okay, guys, we have with us Landshark. And we have a little pop. It bubbled. It fizzed, guys. It fizzed. So here's what we're going to do, guys, all right? Yet is going to take a little chunk. He's going to get it down. He's going to take a little swill of a Landshark. I'm going to do the same thing, and we're going to give our little critiques. We're going to give our little critiques as we go.
There is a warning I should place with this beer that you have to bring it up to your mouth slow and bring it down slowly. Otherwise, it will spill over the top on you. Very important to avoid looking like a fool.
If you're drunk, though, I don't think I just lick it off your neighbor. It'll be fine. You're already eating their skin. You might as well just lick it off of them. I don't know. Good times.
That is excellent.
I'm sorry I'm talking with my mouth full, guys. This arm flesh is pretty good, though. This is a new recipe? I think this is a new recipe. I've never had it this juicy before.
What did you put in it?
I don't know. This is good. While I am digesting and taking a swill, Yed, and we promise you guys, okay, we're doing this test on air, but we also want to talk about our favorite zombies. This is Memorial Day weekend. This is Red, White, and Zombie weekend, guys. So we're going to discuss zombie movies, our favorite zombie movies. Yed, what was your first zombie movie you ever saw?
Ooh, I think it was Return of the Living Dead.
Part one?
Yeah. Yeah, whatever one was in the 80s. I can't remember which part.
Yeah. The first two were in the 80s, but you probably saw part one.
Yes.
It has
a nice flavor.
There's some.
And it's wheat.
You know, I was going to say that actually it's very light, guys. Landshark seems to go very light. You know, the problem when you eat human arm flesh is that you get a little bit of the skin cells. I mean, it kind of pops in your mouth, kind of like caviar, kind of pops in your mouth. A little weird, a little disgusting. But I have to say the Landshark is light. It goes with it nice. I like
and
it.
And it's wheat.
I like it. It is. We're like connoisseurs now. Mm-hmm. After we do the show, we're connoisseurs. We need to send this to like wine enthusiasts.
Yes.
Because no one's done this. No one has done this, and they need to play this. That's all I'm saying. Okay, I'm going to say Landshark. I'm going to say that was good. That was like a very light, no bad aftertaste. I got no bad aftertaste. There's nothing funky about it at all. We're going to give it to our staff to try. Nothing funky about it at all. That was pretty good. We're going to give it to you guys to try. I should talk into the mic. Going to give it to you guys to try, the staff. We want the staff in on this, too, because it shouldn't just be our opinion. We want to get as many people's opinion as possible. If you think it goes with the arm flesh or not.
Mm.
Yes, we're getting yes. So Landshark, guys, Landshark's a good one to go to. So Return of the Living Dead. You pick the next one, Yed. Pick the next one.
Oh, next beer.
So
I will pick blindly.
You will pick blindly. Good job. So I got to say, zombies, we have to respect the classics. Right now, I have to say, we have to respect the classics. One of my favorite movies of all time is King of the Zombies. Not too many people remember this. Oh, God, we're leaking all over the place. Yes, pop it open and we're done. No, my favorite movie, guys. Okay, King of the Zombies. I absolutely love this movie because of the black comedian in it. At that time, you know, it was a little, you know, they didn't have that many, you know, A-list parts or anything, so they mostly gave him B-movies to do. But, I mean, this guy was hysterical. I absolutely loved him. Absolutely thought it was an amazing movie. Black and White, just a funny, funny movie. I mean, you know, if you're not into, you know, respecting the classics, if you're only into Wham Bam Thank You Ma'am type movies like today, then you're not going to like it. Don't watch it. Just don't even fool yourself. But King of the Zombies, guys, pick it up. It is an amazing movie. I love it. I watch it often. It's kind of the zombie voodoo thing that hit in the 30s and 40s, like Revolt of the Zombies, Revenge of the Zombies. There was literally a zombie movie breaking out every year. But see, this was pre-Romero, guys. This was what's happening with the beer over there?
We got some foaming, and apparently it's still foaming.
Oh, my God. It's the never-ending foaming beer. So This is pre-Romero, guys. So these zombies, this is the, you know, eating your brains, running around, you know, crazy zombies like you're accustomed to in the, you know, the latter part of the century. No. These were the, you know, the ghoul zombies. This was the voodoo zombie. This was the very definition of what a ghoul was. You know, that's why White Zombie, 1932, man, Bela Lugosi. I love this movie. Horror fans love this movie. It's a great film, and it truly is the epitome of what a zombie really is. It's a ghoul. I mean, Romero took the definition of a zombie and obviously made it into what we know today, but that's not really what a zombie was. It wasn't guys that, you know, went around and, you know, acted all this crazy stuff and did all this, did all these things. It was a ghoul. It was somebody that rose from the dead. You know, they were in between worlds, so they were slower. They were, you know, and it didn't have anything to do with, oh, well, you know, this guy died yesterday. Like some of these movies try to say, oh, it depends when they died as to how fast they are and blah, blah, blah. No, it was the definition of voodoo, you know, bringing back somebody from the dead, you know, avenging things, revenge. It was this whole thing. It was great, fantastic. So you got to check that out. Cabinet of Dr. Caligari, not really a zombie movie, but I'm going to say that, come on, Caesar was pretty much an early movie zombie. He was pretty much that guy. He was a ghoul. He was definitely a sleepwalker. He was a ghoul, guys. So got to go with that, man. So definitely, definitely awesome. Some of the early stuff there. But you got to check out King of the Zombies, man.
It sounds hilarious.
You don't know what you're missing, man. That guy is funny. He runs from set to set. And his eyes popped wide open.
You need to read that.
Wait. Okay, this is from... Okay, wait.
All right, first try that one.
Before we open this, okay. We're trying something called Rogue. It's Chipotle Ale. It actually says in here that this is ale brewed with Chipotle peppers. So, I don't know. We're going to try this. Oh, God, that's like eating a burrito.
Yeah, not even
If I wanted Mexican, I would go to the store. I don't know. I don't really like my Mexican food in my beer. Kind of like slushy Mexican. I don't really like that. I'm not a fan. Okay, this beer, let's see what the top say. Okay. If you can read this, you need to drink a beer. That is awesome. These guys rock. It's once again by the Rogue people. Look at that.
Hopefully that's better.
Hopefully this is better. It's White Crane Bitter Ale. Okay, so no on the Chipotle Ale.
Yeah, that's a no.
It does not go with arm flesh, guys. I mean, the Chipotle, you're already eating arm flesh. It's got a distinct taste. You do not want to add Chipotle peppers to it. I don't care if you say, oh, it's spicy, I like it. No. It doesn't go with arm flesh, guys. Ribs? Tough, guys. That's a tough call. If you really, really are a fan of peppers, I'd say go for it, but I don't think so. I'm going to take another little nibble of the God, I got a little hard piece here. Oh, must be close to a joint or something. It was an old man, somebody says. It's like gristle. Ah.
Smell test is a little, it's a dark beer.
It's a little questionable. So far, Landshark's a winner. It's light. It goes down right. Goes down, doesn't have the aftertaste of a Corona, goes down nice. So I right now Landshark is leading the pack of yeses. So I don't know. And let's see, what's this? It is another Rogue beer. We just had the Rogue Chipotle. Now we're doing the Rogue White Crane Bitter Ale.
It improved.
Slightly. Is Rogue not the company for you?
It lives up to its name, though. It is bitter. As you would expect from like a darker beer.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear. That's not right. That's like dark chocolate in a bottle. Like, but it doesn't taste like dark chocolate. You know how dark chocolate has that harsh taste?
Mm-hmm.
It's harsh and it's blunt. That's not good.
Yeah.
That's not good at all.
It does live up to its name.
It is bitter. It's bitter for a reason. Oh, my God. Okay, so I got to say. All right.
I would drink it again.
Romero Zombies. I don't think it goes with arm flesh. We're going to say no on the arm flesh thing. Okay, so Romero Zombies, guys. I got to say, Night of the Living Dead, still a classic. And even though Savini remade it, I still like the Savini remake. I'm not saying it because he's a friend of mine. I like the Savini remake. I do, because I like the heroine in it. I think she was better. I like Tony Todd. You know, some of the effects were best. I mean, I liked it. But yes, I am going to say Return of the Living Dead is one of my absolute favorites. I am total fan of the 80s dark humor, of the whole comedy that they were spinning off. Oh, my God. Best part of Return of the Living Dead, if I had to pick a best part, there's too many best parts. One of the best parts is when the little midget zombie comes running after them. And he's like, hee, 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 hee. It's like they basically could walk back to the thing and not get killed because it was just this little midget zombie. It was awesome. Hands down to that. Hands down to Return of the Living Dead. Not so much the sequels. Didn't really like the sequels, but, you know, whatever. What are you guys, drinking them all back there? God, something's happening. Oh, this is one I want to try because this one, guys, we got one up right now. So far we only got Landshark that's good. The other one's not so good. Not so good, guys. We're not recommending it at all. So let's see.
That needs to be cold.
Budweiser American Ale. No, that's good. I'm not a Budweiser fan to begin with. I don't like Bud. Yes, I know, travesty. Some of you out there. I'm an MGD girl. But I don't like Budweiser, and I don't know too many people that drink their American Ale. But that is good. That's one of the better ales I've had. That's good. For being domestic, that's pretty decent. I like that. You can actually taste, you know, it's very, like, hop-rich. You just very, you taste it. But it's good. I like it. Good times. What's next? Bring them on! We're slowing down. We cannot slow down. We must drink everything. My God. That's, like, we need 7 more beers. What are we doing? Why is there not more beer? My God. Anyway, so what we're talking about Red, White, and Zombies. I gotta say, we're talking about Return of the Living Dead. Night of the Living Dead's awesome. Absolutely love it. One of my favorite new zombie films. I have 2 favorite new zombie films. My first favorite new zombie film is Fido. I love that movie. I reviewed it on G&D. It's kind of like a 1950s kind of esque thing. They're totally playing off, you know, the family dynamic. They're playing off America and this whole revolutionary state. It's an amazing film. It's very philosophical, very tongue in cheek. There's so much they packed into it where if you just wanted to sit and dissect this movie about Americana, you totally could. But the premise is interesting enough for people that just want mindless fun. Basically, it's 1950s style. What happens is they take zombies and make them pets. So they put this collar on the zombies that domesticates them. So now the zombies are milkmen and paper boys. But see, they're zombies. So there's like chunks of them. You see like the one zombie never like to go very far. So you have to keep walking over, bending over, picking it up, throwing it. So any family on the block that doesn't have a zombie. So they feel left out. They decide, we need a zombie. And the kid's like, everybody else is a zombie. Zombie. And they call him Fido. So very cool, very cool. Well, the wife ends up falling in love with the zombie. They end up becoming like dancing partners or something. She's like, you listen to me. My husband doesn't listen to me. And the zombie's like, just crazy, crazy stuff.
Okay, so thank you.
It does, right? It's very true to life. So then, like, the husband's jealous of the zombie, and the zombie can grill better than he can, and, you know, the zombie's wearing Hawaiian shirts, and it's this whole thing. So it's kind of funny, kind of weird. Well, the kid absolutely loves him. It's like his best friend, you know, man's best friend is a zombie. So it's this whole thing. It's hysterical. Obviously, zombies, the collars start short-circuiting. So some of the zombies get out and start eating people and turns into this mass zombie invasion. They finally get it back under control. Well, at the very end of it, they realize, like, don't kill Fido. Fido has a heart. Fido's a good zombie. So he ends up, like, marrying the mom, and he's, like, the kid's dad. And it's interesting. It's a good movie. I love this movie. It's awesome. Everybody needs to see it. My second modern day favorite zombie movie. Oh God. Black Sheep. Yes. Yes. And I totally busted Fangoria's nuts on this movie because I called this movie. I reviewed this movie like months before Fangoria even got their paws on it. So we trumped Fango. That's like a huge thing to trump Fango on anything. So anyway, Black Sheep, guys. All I gotta say, zombie sheep. That's it. That's all I can say. Zombie sheep. Zombie sheep everywhere. Zombie sheep coming over hill. Zombie sheep eating things. There's a guy that likes to, like, you know, screw the sheep. It's crazy. It's all pandemonium. It's screwing sheep. It's zombie sheep. Sheep are eating people. You know, people's faces are falling off. They're like, oh, look at this. Ah! You know, why is the sheep eating my ankle? Crazy. It's awesome. There's baby zombie sheep. There's, like, zombie sheep humping people. It's insane. It is my kind of movie. That is Gore Girl's kind of movie. That's why I talk relentlessly about Black Sheep, because I love that movie. I don't know. Have you seen that?
Tansy, I have.
Oh, my God. Dad, you're killing me. You're killing me. We need to have a zombie movie night. Good time. So what is this? Negra Modelo is the next beer.
It is pretty good. I give it a thumbs up.
Imported from Mexico. Negra Modelo.
Wait. You got to have a little chunk of human flesh first.
Gosh, this human flesh is so good. Can you hear me chewing it? Can you just feel the human carcass sliding through your teeth? Carcass. Yeah, it's choking on parts unmentionable. Oh, that is good with human flesh.
That is good.
Oh, God, I need more. Me like.
The next one is 75% alcohol by volume.
Me like Negra Modelo. Nah. Wow, guys. Okay, Landshark, Negra Modelo. These are our tops. I'm not sharing with you guys. Fuck y'all. Goddamn, we'll just do it. This is being yeds now. We'll turn into the black sheep. Start running. Oh, look, it's taking yet. Ah! No! There is one part. Oh, my God. And this actually, I'm totally, like, releasing this on air. I shouldn't even be talking about it. My book, my zombie book that I've been working on for a while, is actually going to be done next week. Kind of crazy, isn't it? Kind of crazy. So we're looking at, it's probably going to get published. But anyway, there's a scene in Black Sheep that totally I just thought of now that kind of has something, kind of has something to do with one of the scenes in my movie. Anyway, the guy's trying to get away. And he's like, there's sheep everywhere. What do? I got to get away from these sheep. Puts on sheepskin and starts to crawl through the crowd. Well, they think he's a sheep, right? Because he smells like a sheep. So they start humping him. They're trying to mate with him. I was dying laughing. I was like, could you imagine that? You're trying to get away from sheep, and you're like, get out of my ass! Get out of my ass! Leave me alone! Well, that happens around the studio. Interns come and go, because they're like, techie, yeah, get out of my ass! Get out of my ass! I'm like, you know, I don't know what's going on back here anymore. And techie, yeah, turns around, looks at everybody. Yes, he screwed everybody in the room. Except me, that'd be weird. That's just crazy. But, yeah, I'm looking behind me. I see these hoes back here. Uh-huh. Hey, as long as they work for free, that's all
exactly,
we care.
Exactly.
That's all we care. Look at me. I'm still drinking the Negra Modelo. This is awesome.
Well, you're backed up, so.
All right. Take a swig. Pass it on. All right. Next beer. What the hell? Zaguli? Spenguli! It's Spenguli beer! Zaguli Extra. Ooh, 5.5.
That is good.
Okay. Wow, it's almost like nothing. It's awesome. Let me take a little piece here. I hate when it gets stuck in your teeth. My God, not as bad as the eyeballs though. Have you ever tried to eat a human eyeball?
Yes, yeah,
it's not too good.
Not too good.
Not too good.
Brains are good though. Brains are really good.
Brains, send more cops. Look at this. We start talking about zombie movies. Do you realize as the show goes on, we're turning into zombies? This is kind of frightening.
What they put in this human flesh here?
I know. I think there's some, like, trioxin or something in the human flesh. This Zaguli's good, guys. This Zaguli, I'd have to say it's like a... it's definitely... It's not harsh, but there's definitely a dark, heavy feel to it. Definitely. It definitely is kind of feels like a dark beer. Very good. Very good. My taste buds are tingling.
It is. It's really good.
Something about Brooklyn. Maybe mobsters made this. I don't know.
You never know.
And I have no idea what that has to do with anything. I don't know. I just throw it out there. Good times. Good times. So we're talking about zombies. Okay. We asked you what's your favorite. Look at Techie Ed is making sure that his hoes are drinking. Hoes, get to drinking. Good times. Oh, my God. This is awesome. This is awesome. This was, like, the best idea. I feel like a connoisseur. We are sitting here, and everybody, we're reviewing beer, reviewing horror movies. Good times. Seriously, that's what we want you guys to do is just sit back, relax, talk to your friends. Wow. What was your favorite zombie movie? Seriously, what was your favorite zombie movie? What's the first zombie movie you saw? And you know what's funny? You never forget the first zombie movie you saw because there's something about zombie films. Some people get scared of them, but the majority of people, the whole zombie thing, it's they're us. This is what Romero was conveying in Night of the Living Dead and Dawn of the Dead and Day of the Dead. He was making statements. He was making social and economical statements about the world. You know, the Dawn of the Dead, perfect case in point, the commercialism and consumerism of America, you know, everybody in the malls, you know, it was this whole, like, it was such a brilliant moment when the zombies were walking aimlessly through the mall going, I mean, it was consumerism at its finest. That was the height of it when he made that film. Fantastic. I mean, the things that he says in it. And this is what we relate to. This is what we relate to with zombie films. And the fact is, there is not a damn horror fan out there that will not admit or cannot admit the only reason that people go, well, what's the point in watching a zombie movie? Why do you guys like watching zombie movies? Sometimes you just want to see the blood, guts, and gore. You want to see mindless entertainment. You want to see zombies. They are our favorite. They devour people. They do things that we wish we could. They, engage in this primal instinct inside of all of us that's waiting to go off. We have this switch, and it's completely turned off. They're back to primal instinct. They're back to eat. They're back to survive. I mean, that's it. They're just absolutely carnal. They are us. You know, they are what we were. They are what we could fall back into. Zombies are amazing. They're amazing creatures as far as what they represent about us and our psyche and our subconscious. Awesome. And there, like I said, there's not a damn horror movie fan out there that will not admit that we watch zombie movies for the blood, guts, and gore as well. Sometimes you just want to see a mindless zombie attack. Sometimes you want to see people get inhaled and eaten. Sometimes it's just the inspiration you need for a Memorial Day human arm flesh cook-off. Sometimes it's just like that, people. And that's all I'm saying. So everybody remembers their first zombie film. Nobody will ever forget, you know, the zombie films they've seen. They all kind of blend together at some point, but there's some that just take it. Dead Alive. Zombies at its finest. That is still the bloodiest movie of all time. No one has come along and taken its title yet. Still is. It was one of Peter Jackson's early films. Oh, my God. The guy is freaking hacking zombies apart with a lawnmower. He lifts the lawnmower up and starts meleeing through the crowd. Awesome. There are, and what did I say before? When they say, oh, my God, when the priest zombie and the nurse zombie mate on the table and they produce the baby zombie, that's awesome. That is so fine. And I say, you go, guys. They're just banging away on the table. How many people have seen zombie sex? Very few people have seen zombie sex. And here we have it documented. Should be a damn Natural Discovery Channel. Should be a nature thing. Oh, my God, look. And the zombie has now mounted the other zombie. The other zombie isn't putting up much resistance. Oh, dear God, things are happening. There's fluids leaking from every orifice. It's a damn disaster, I tell you. Crikey, crikey. Oh, my God, they've just spawned. There's six more of them now. I don't know what's happening. Oh, dear God, get that out of there. Get that out of my ass. Crikey, crikey, I've been invaded. God damn, put the flag up. Queen Mary, mother, put the flag up. I don't know where that came from. It was the beer. I don't know where that came from. And I'm coughing up my organs now. We're becoming zombies as time goes on. Wow. Okay. Now, Yed. I know that you know, you haven't seen a lot of zombie films, but what to you is probably the quintessential zombie film? If the world exploded right now, okay, and there was only one zombie movie that could survive the flames, what zombie movie should survive so that generations after will see it?
I think the original Night of the Living Dead. The original.
Good
the black, times. The black and white, that one.
George
classic.
Romero's finest.
Classic.
George Romero's finest. I say yes. I say Night of the Living Dead because, come on, it's Night of the Living Dead. We can't put it down. As many times as people try to redo it, it's Night of the Living Dead. Screw it. It's good times. It's good times. It's good people. It is good people. George is good people. What the hell? Where's my Negro Montella? I'm like, I don't want to draw anything else. Give me that.
You're going to like that.
All right, guys. We've got Seasonal Brew, Sam Adams, Winter Lager. Winter Lager, it's Memorial Day. Ah, whatever. Okay. All right. All right. Flush. Flush. Oh, God. All right. Lost a tooth on that one. Spices.
I told you you're going to like it.
That is good. That's got spices. That's good. I like spices. Spices are good. Oh, my God. That's good, guys. Okay. Sam Adams Winter Lager goes good with arm flesh. If you could get your hands on it, do it. Do it. Oh, dear God. Here comes my Modelo. Continue the show without me. I walk in the corner. Precious. Precious Modelo. You know what we totally need? We need a webcam up while we do the show. Because we're hysterical. I mean, I'm over here like humping things halfway during the show. We need a webcam to showcase us humping things during the show. I mean, it's just not the same. It is not the same without the visuals. You people don't see what we do. I mean, you hear us. It is just not the same. I think we're going to start doing a webcam. More. Right.
Here, have some iced tea.
Ooh, twisted tea. I love twisted tea. And a little difference. We're a little partaking different.
It tastes like iced tea.
It's tea!
Yay!
I say the tea goes well. So what are our winners so far? Okay, our winners are Land Shark. Negro Modelo.
Sam Adams.
Sam Adams Winter Lager.
The Budweiser. I think.
It depends. If you like Dark Ale, Budweiser.
Was it the Spinguli is pretty good, I think.
The Spinguli. Spin Sisters, Spinderella, whatever it is, I don't know. Kid and Play, I don't know. New Kids on the Block, whatever the hell it was. Everyone's like, what? There's a beer? New Kids on the Block? Zombie Flash. Look at everybody's trying it. You guys like the Twisted Tea, don't you? Twisted Tea's good. Mm-hmm. Oh, God. Oh, God. It's the ultimate. It is the one I have been waiting to try with human arm flesh.
This one has been brewed in the Czech Republic.
Oh, guys.
So you know it comes from the German line of beer making.
Guys, it's Pilsner Urquell. Guys, seriously, let's have a moment of silence. Let's have a moment of silence for Pilsner. Pilsner Urquell, guys. This is amazing. It sounded like it hurt going down. Oh, that makes me bleed. The Pilsner gets in there. Gets in there. It is like a zombie. This is the ultimate zombie beer. Pilsner gets inside you and just starts pummeling you. And it's like, I am number one. It's like Dolph Lundgren.
Yes.
And Rocky. Ah! You know, the Russians killing people. Excellent. Excellent. And now all the Russian fans hate us. But good times. They're like, we love Dolph! Ah! Oh, God, Pilsner. Oh, God. I love you. Oh.
I love you, Pilsner.
Oh. Thank
you.
I just can't handle it. So good. I think this is a zombie bear.
I think so.
I think this is our zombie bear. This is Pilsner Urquell. This is zombie bear, guys. Take more of it. Take it all. Oh, my God. People are you know, our interns just like us because we give them beer. Look at us. We're turning around like, come on, guys. Try some beer with us. Yeah? Yeah? Oh, God. Another good one. I can't handle it. It hurts. It hurts deep down inside. Oh, God. Oh.
Now, this is a Spaten we have not tried yet.
What?
Now, yes, it is made by Spaten, but it's not the original Spaten. This is Optimota Spaten made in Munich.
Wait, it's Optimator, right?
Yes.
Oh my God, I love Optimator. That's my favorite Sputnik of all time. Instead of putting Russians on the moon, they should put Sputnik on the moon.
This one's mine. You can't have it.
Screw you! Screw you! I will take you alive right here on air! They're like, oh my God, they kill each other over beer. Yes.
Yes, we would.
I think we have a winner.
Yeah.
I think this is the winner.
Yeah.
So we on the safe side? Okay. Choo-choo. I'm going to swirl it with it. Oh, we have a winner.
Yeah.
Oh,
there's
God.
No,
there's no doubt.
No doubt.
Spotten Optimator has won. Spotten Optimator and human arm flesh are meant to be together. They are meant to get married. They're meant to have little Spotten arm flesh children. And they're meant to run off together. This is it. This is how it is. They're meant to have 5.2 children and a little Spotten arm flesh dog. And they're meant to live in the Spotten arm flesh hills. And it's beautiful. It's a beautiful thing. The arm flesh is alive with the sound of music. Do we have anything else? Oh, we have the tried and true left.
Yes.
We have one last beer, guys. Oh, God. Oh. You hear that pop?
I did hear the pop.
That pop was good. That pop. You know what we need to do? We need to cut that pop out and just randomly throughout the rest of the shows have that pop play. That would be awesome.
Or we just have the real thing and pop it on air every time.
Oh, God, yes. Oh, God. Take a little piece of arm flesh. We're going to do this at the same time, right? Piece of arm flesh. Pop in the arm flesh. Chew. Oh, God, it's heaven. It's zombie heaven. Oh, my God, gosh.
Good old Miller Lite.
Ah, that was Miller Lite, guys. That was our tried and true. All right, let's recap. We went through the beers we had. Oh, God. That Spaten brought tears in
the
eyes.
I got the Spaten back.
Who's got the Spaten?
Get me a Spaten.
Bring it back.
You guys didn't like it?
Are you freaking kidding me? Did the interns just say Spaten sucked?
They're all fired.
You guys are fired. You're done. Oh, my God. That's why, because they're wusses. They drink Twisted Tea.
They're women.
Twisted Tea goes well with arm flesh. Oh, dear God. Man up. Oh, we're out of arm flesh. Unless you're tracking one down. Are you in the process of tracking? What's happening here?
I might go human hunting.
We got three in the back that could go. We got three interns in the back that are claiming Twisted Tea's great. I think they're ready to go.
Yeah.
I think they're primed. I think we need to do another show and have Twisted Tea and them on a platter. It'd be great. I don't think they like it so much. When we cook them, we'll pour Twisted Tea over their remains.
Oh.
Yeah, they'll be baked in Twisted Tea. It'll be awesome.
Then we could brew our own Twisted Tea.
Exactly.
Made of real human flesh.
Made of them.
Yes.
It'll be awesome. It'll be the greatest Twisted Tea ever. It'll be Twisted GG Hour Tea. It'll be awesome. And then you'll see little pictures of the interns on the label. And it says, which intern's in your beer? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. It could be like a contest.
It could.
Which intern is in your beer?
Ooh, a taste.
Yeah, and then you gotta nibble on it, and we'll give little clues as to, like, what tastes like what. And you have to, like, match up the taste.
I like it.
Oh, my God. I'm eating intern Bob. Oh, my God. Wait. No. I'm hitting a spice. No. Is that intern Yan? No. Okay, no. Wait. I just got caught. Okay. All right. No. That's intern Nicole. That's intern Nicole. Yeah. No, I don't know. It could be a trick. It could be a trick because we could trick them.
It could be.
Because we could put us in the bottom, guys.
Yes.
Little pieces of us. And you don't want to know those little pieces. Yeah, do you need that? Nah.
Nah.
Some of my ass flesh in your beer. It'll be my... Oh, my God, it's going to be new beer. GG ass beer. Instead of smelling like...
That's yum. I think they're kissing your ass now.
Now they're kissing our ass. There's little pieces of our ass in the beer. That would be awesome. Oh, man, I'm totally getting a shirt made. And it'll have a picture of the beer bottle on it. And it'll have a little ass chunks in it. And it'll be our ass cheeks in it. And it'll be like... What could be the slogan? Drink ass beer because, I don't know. I totally lost that train of thought. I'm sitting here holding the spot, and I don't know what's going on anymore. I don't know. That should actually be the slogan of our show now. It should be the Gore Girl Variety Hour, just as good as ass beer. I like it. We're doing it. Print the T-shirts. Just as good as ass beer. Spooked for ass beer. That's awesome. That is awesome. I don't know. I'm digging it. Well, let's give a little, you know, everyone's sitting there. You're all drinking beer. You're all getting schlitz.
Schlitz.
That's a good beer. That is a good beer. Oh, my God. Why is everybody laughing at us? Are we drunk and we don't know it?
We could be.
I don't know.
What did they put in this human flesh?
Ass beer! What we talk about? Children shouldn't play with dead things. I like that movie. I'm not in love with it. I like it. Oh, excuse me. Gosh, there goes the ass beers coming up. anyway, second film of Bob Clark. I love Bob Clark. I love this man to death. I don't care. He could do no wrong. He could do no wrong in my eyes. I love him, but not a big fan of Children Shouldn't Play with Dead Things. Not a big fan. It's cool, but you know, whatever. What else? Okay, Romero. We already talked about Romero. Okay, I have to settle something here because this bothers me. People say 28 Days Later is a zombie film. Oh, dear God. Here we go. 28 Days Later, people. I'm going to clarify this one and one. I'm going to clarify this two. Two and two is four. My God. My God. We're brilliant. Anyway.
We can do math
with our education. I'm going to do this one and one time. How many times is that?
Ten times!
We're doing this one and one equals 10 times! No, okay. People, 20 Days Later is not a zombie film. They're not zombies, they're infected. They have the rage virus. That does not make them zombies. No. And I know it's easy to group, it's a very thin line, because they do similar things as zombies do. But no, it's not. They're infected with the rage virus. That's it. They're just infected. They're sick. That's it. Zombies? They're zombies. There ain't no coming back. There ain't no turning back. That's zombies. That's apocalyptic zombies, you know? 28 Days Later, no. No. And I refuse to give leeway. There are people out there. They're like, oh, come on. It's so close. It could just be. It is not. There's zombies, and then there's just random ass infected sick people. Come on, people. I'm not buying it.
I didn't even think that movie was that good to begin with.
No. So, screw you. You ain't getting it. I ain't giving you anything on that. Shaun of the Dead, oh, yes. Oh, God, yes. Shaun of the Dead is hysterical. Shaun of the Dead was actually – oh, no. That was our dumbass American fault that we did that. Shaun of the Dead was huge. It was huge. The Americans tried to fire back. And we did Dead and Breakfast, which was the lamest goddamn film I've ever seen in my life. So, no, we have yet to trump Shaun of the Dead. So, keep it going, guys. You're winning. But Shaun of the Dead was awesome. That's stuff that we would do. Yeah. Lock our zombie friends in the shed and play video games with them. That's totally what we do. Tony. Oh, my God. If Tony was a zombie, we would lock him in the shed and play video games with him. I'd be like, yeah, can Tony play? I guess, but don't get too close.
We might have to smoke all of the zombies, me too.
Would we be zombies by virtue of that? It's crazy.
It could happen.
Okay, Resident Evil. I'm going to say hell yes. We're talking about modern now, I guess. Resident Evil, hell yes, okay, because it's Resident Evil. Do you remember playing the games? Like,
oh, yeah.
Oh, my God, back in the day when the very first one came out and it was all, like, cheap graphics and, like, you know? Oh, my God. Or, like, when Doom came out, when it, like, back in the day when it was just a computer game.
I feel that the Resident Evil movies did very well at explaining the Nemesis story from the video games. Because in the video games, they never really explained them.
Exactly. It was like
the movie, I thought they did.
It was like the Silent Hill video games. It's like you went this whole game and it never freaking explained anything. And you're like, okay. And then the movie's like, bam, okay, here's what they were trying to say, and we're just going to say it for them. Awesome. Yes, I totally agree with you on that. That was awesome. So, I don't know. There's not many two modern zombie films. Everybody that can buy a camera is doing zombie films nowadays, and they're not good, so we're not even going to talk about them. I don't know. And some indie people will say, oh, my God, well, this film's awesome. Come on. Don't make me kill you. Just don't make me do it. Okay. Tombs of the Blind Dead, I Drink Your Blood, Rabid, The Crazies, all these films that people are counting as zombie films. Some of them awesome. Last Man on Earth. Oh, my God. That is my favorite Vincent Price film. They're not zombies, though. But I'm going to count them as sort of the ghoul aspect of it, like we did in, like, the early pre-30s, because, oh, my God, Last Man on Earth, that is the most phenomenal goddamn film. People need to see that. That was one of Vincent Price's best films. I mean, the whole world turns into these, like, vampire-type things, and it's just him. It's like, it's him walking through the streets and him starting a car and him talking about his wife and you know, his life before this happened. And just, I mean, Vincent Price is a phenomenal actor. And to watch him do this just slow decline, this mental degradation is awesome. An amazing film. Absolutely love it. But of course, okay, teenage zombies, blah, blah, blah. You know, we're getting things in. Plan 9 from Outer Space. We're going to call them the ghoul zombies. Not Romero-type zombies, but ghoul zombies. Plan 9's awesome. Have you seen Plan 9? Oh, my God. That's Edward Jr.'s, like, ultimate film. Plan 9 from Outer Space is hysterical. They actually, Ed Wood Jr. is literally the worst film director in history. Like, but because he's so bad, he's brilliant. Like, you'll see a stick with a hand holding a little hubcap, and it's a flying saucer, and you'll hear a guy in the back going, like, these are the worst films ever made, but they are so amazing. They're so brilliant. I love them. I love Plan 9 from Outer Space. They're remaking it, which is sad, because unless they're going to do it very cheap and very, like, horrible, you cannot capture that awesome film. Then what's awesome is Bela Lugosi's in that film. He died during production. They didn't even film most of his scenes. They ended up taking footage he did from other movies and putting it in the movie as if he was alive. Totally, you could tell it's completely other movies that he's done. And they're like, oh, he did this movie. Well, we're going to take this and put this in the movie. We're going to flash it real fast so you don't know that he's dead. But he's blandly in another movie. It's awesome. I absolutely love Plan 9 from Outer Space. I cannot just say that enough. Amazing movie. Oh, my God. But I do have to save my best for last. I know there's people out there, you're probably all chatting with your friends, talking about what your favorite zombie movie is, and, oh, my God, I like this zombie movie, and, oh, my God, I like that zombie movie, and, oh, my God, this is great. How could you not mention this? There's too many damn zombie movies to talk about. We're not mentioning them all. On top of that, we're drinking 16 beers over here. You got to cut some breaks, okay? But I do have to say, my favorite zombie movie of all time, and if any of you have not seen this or talk crap about it, you're a communist. That's all I'm saying is you're a communist. First of all, all I got to say, Lucio Fulci's Zombie. Oh, my God. That is the best zombie movie. I do not care who you are, who you screw, or what happens. It's the best thing to ever happen to this damn planet. First of all, Fulci and Argento had kind of an unspoken rivalry. They were two of the greatest Italian giallo filmmakers ever. If not one of the only, or two of the only ones ever worth remembering. They're amazing. Absolutely amazing what they did for the genre. But it's Fulci's Zombie that truly wins my heart over Argento's fantastic work. Come on. Okay. All I have to say, I don't even know. I don't even know how to express this. This is like screwing a bottle of Spaten. I don't even know how to exclaim this. All my body parts are trembling with excitement. This movie is fantastic. Not only, let's get intellectual for a second, not only is it the most potent and powerful film you can watch, you could dissect this movie as well. The whole sequence, the underwater sequence, when the zombie is battling a shark, oh, my God, is that not totally man versus nature, man versus himself, man versus his unlying beast? I mean, is this not the epitome of just what you wreak upon your own subconscious, of what you dissect in yourself, in people as a society? My God, it's primitive, it's raw, it's primordial, it's primal instinct, it's... Oh, my God, I can't even explain it. It's just, it's absolutely freaking amazing, some of these sequences. I mean, just certain things, not the whole movie. There's certain things in it that just reek of fantastic, absolutely awesome, you know, sequences of philosophical debate. I mean, you could sit there and dissect these things. You could look at your own mortality. You could look at your own life. Look at yourself in a nihilistic way, in an existentialist way. Jesus. I mean, look at yourself in the span of the universe. And everyone's like, wow, I'm going to have to go back and watch Fulci Zombie. Seriously, when I watched this movie, first time I ever watched this movie, I was blown away. Then every time I watched it after, I see more and more and more little hints, little stripes, little Romero-esque things. I mean, this guy was brilliant. There's some brilliance in this. And yeah, some of it's serendipity. Hell, Texas Chainsaw Massacre, I could tell you stories about that, that most of the stuff that people think Hooper planned was actually accidental and actually wasn't even his idea at all. So, I mean, absolutely fantastic stuff like that throughout this. But, of course, the hardcore horror fans come back to it again and again because the zombies in this movie are incredible. The main zombie that is on the cover, that is on the T-shirts, that is on the posters, that's on lunch boxes, Wheaties boxes, everything. The zombie that's on there, it was 8 layers of makeup. They did a layer of makeup, they let it dry for like a half an hour. Another layer of makeup, let it dry. That's 8 peelable, decaying, rotting layers of special effects on his face. 8 layers. Nobody does that. Nobody has done that, and nobody will do that. That was brilliant. The stuff that they did with these zombies was fantastic. One of the best sequences ever is when the woman is inside the house and the zombies invade, and they're tearing down the door. The zombie, she stands, she doesn't hear anything. She thinks the zombie's left. So she puts her face to the door, and the zombie slams his hand in and grabs her by the back of her hair. And this is not quick at all. This is painstakingly slow. This is offbeat is how slow this is. Grabs her by the back of the hair and starts pulling her towards the door really slow. There's a shard of wood from the door sticking out where he busted in. He's pulling her eye towards that shard of wood slowly, slowly, offbeat slow. They actually show the eyeball going into the piece of wood, the zombie slowly bringing it in. You see it start to pierce. Then you see the eyeball start to cloud. Then the eyeball starts to collapse. I mean, incredible effects. The whole sequence in the village when the zombies are attacking, this is great stuff. And then my favorite shot still is when the zombies are invading New York. When you start seeing zombies heading over the bridge to New York, that is freaking awesome because that totally beats Land of the Dead when they instigated the idea that zombies can go underwater because the zombies went underwater. The zombies were battling sharks. They made their way to New York, and they're about to attack the entire world and infest everybody and kill everything. This is an amazing movie. I absolutely love it. Fulci was a genius. I don't care. I will kiss that man's penis wrinkles all day long. I love you, Fulci. Kind of odd that I said that, but moving on. Awesome. I love this movie. You all need to see it. To me, it Night of the Living Dead and Fulci Zombie go right next to each other as far as brilliance. Night of the Living Dead will always be a staple, but Fulci Zombie is definitely not far behind. Everybody needs to see that movie. Run out and see that movie. I am surprised that you people have not seen that movie. That is freaking amazing. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. So anyway, that's it. Well, what's our winners here? Let's talk about our beer winners real fast before we
Spaten.
Okay. Spaten is the hands down winner. Optimator. Spaten Optimator.
Pilsner.
Pilsner Urquell is the second in command. Then we have third, Negra Modelo, which was like salivating me for a while. Then
Land Shark.
Land Shark.
Budweiser American Ale.
Okay, Budweiser American Ale, and then Sam Adams Winter Harvest.
Yes.
That's what you need to check out, guys. That's what we like. That's it for us. We're going to go drink the rest of these bottles and get completely hammered. We love you. We hope that you enjoyed our little Memorial Day checking out the Arm Flesh Beer Contest. We don't care if you did or you didn't. Screw you if you didn't. Watch your zombie movies. Have a red, white, and zombie weekend, guys. We love you. We'll see you next week.